I'm so happy to be backstage with our soloist, Paul Jacobs. Paul, congratulations. What a brilliant, wild bestiary.
Well, it sure is, and I had a lot of fun playing it.
Well, it looked like you were working extremely hard, and, you know, I was looking at the title of the piece, and the subtitle is Enigmatic Variations. Although the piece just carries us along so breathlessly, has so many colors and so much motion, what for you is the enigma in this piece?
Well, I think how he holds it all together, you know, we have all of these wild animals represented, and of course there are moments of chaos, but yet there's still a power and a unity to the work, you know, how all of these different creatures coexist, how they get along with one another. And the composer, of course, uses the organ so brilliantly. James McMillan is to be commended. And the Philadelphia Orchestra just is always in top form under Unique's hand.
Just listening to the two forces, the organ and the orchestra, it seems you're equal forces. And there are times when the organ is playing alone, the Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ, that incredible instrument, where it seems as if you are an entire symphony by yourself. Is there ever a challenge in hearing yourself, either when you're with the orchestra in full force or when they're playing more quietly? And is it hard to hear the other players?
Well, it can be sometimes. We hope to work out any kinks during the rehearsals, but just gauging the balance of the organ, you know, we organists spend time registering the sounds, pre-programming the colors, and sometimes we find out that they need to be made a little louder or a little softer during the rehearsal. So by the time the performances arrive, I think we feel pretty good about it all.
Well, it certainly was magnificent and so together, but it must be very complex, even though the titles of each chapter are very tongue-in-cheek, the way McMillan writes these almost whimsical titles to these chapters, and you turn the page, doesn't seem to take itself too seriously. But how seriously do you have to take it in your preparation and in your listening and playing together?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there has to be some degree of sleight of hand because it is a very difficult piece to prepare. It has been, I should say. So to put it together requires a lot of work, but one has to make it seem effortless and fun. And actually, by this point, it has been a lot of fun just to let it all go. And I look forward to doing this piece many times in the years ahead, and I'm just so thrilled to have had the opportunity right now.
So there are moments when you can just let go and enjoy yourself?
Oh, yes, there are. I mean, not every moment in the piece is that way. Yeah, there are a few patches that you can just luxuriate in the color and the sound. Often it's when I'm not playing, I just get to sit on the stage and listen to these wonderful musicians.
Speaking of when you're not playing, there's some moments in the piece where you stop playing and then there's almost an echo effect of some kind of ambient music that comes to us. Where's that coming from?
Well, the composer has achieved some very interesting effects, just having certain choruses, certain instruments sound rather remote. And he even has the orchestra humming and singing in a few areas. We all got a lot of laughs out of that during the rehearsal. And, you know, he just uses all the resources of every musician on the stage.
Now, he said that he's depicting human characters through the animals of each movement, like some of the classic animal cartoon characters. Did you enjoy cartoons as a kid?
Oh, yes, I did. I enjoyed Bugs Bunny with everyone else my age, and of course, Tom and Jerry and all of that. Haven't watched them in a while, but this definitely brings back that youthful exuberance and joy that we often experience as children, just these animals playing and frolicking together.
Finally, at the age of 23, you performed an 18-hour marathon of the complete organ works of Johann Sebastian Bach. What do you think J.S. Bach would think of McMillan's Scotch bestiary?
Well, it's hard to know what J.S. Bach would have thought, but I suspect he would have admired it because it's a work of great skill, tremendous craft, and it's a very emotional work. I mean, I think people will become excited when they hear it in the future, as they just have. And box music is very much that way. It's beautifully, perfectly crafted, but yet it's emotionally powerful at the same time, a perfect union.
Are you composing at all for your instrument?
No, I leave that to other people who are gifted to compose, and I just like playing their music.
Well, we're very thrilled to hear you play their music too, Paul Jacobs. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
It's always a pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.